Praise the Lord. I tell you what a blessing it is to look back there and see folks and families gathering together at God's house. I tell you, one of these days, we'll gather up over heaven's shore, and boy, what a day that'll be. Amen. When Jesus says, "I'm glad to see you. I knew you'd come." Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "Because I made the way." Amen. Praise the Lord. Enter in there and praise the Lord. See all those loved ones that's gone on before and be with them. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And I'm glad that we have that blessed hope even today. Amen. If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28. And we do appreciate the Lord. Appreciate those good songs and good singing. Appreciate all that God's a-doing. Amen. Out the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you've had a good week. Hope the Lord's a bless you on purpose. And He will if you will let Him. Amen. Sometimes we just have to get back, get out of self and get into Jesus. Amen. Let Him have His right of way in our hearts. Amen. He's got a plan and a purpose for us. If we'll just let Him, He'll guide and lead us. Give us the blessed hope that we need. The encouragement, the guidance, leadership. I want to say there's nothing like the counsel of God. Amen. Amen. It's absolute truth, absolutely. And I thank God for that. There's no gray areas with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 28. If you have your place, stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God. I'll not read the whole chapter. We'll start at verse 10, and God will be our help. Just give you what God's give us this morning. I pray it'll encourage your heart. Amen. And the Bible says in Genesis 28, verse 10, "And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob arose up early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. God, we thank you for this opportunity, God, to be in your house. God, we thank you for the blessings upon us. God, we thank you for the good songs of Zion. Thank you for your sweet spirit, God, just abiding here with your people. Lord, we ask you, God, just continue to bless us on purpose. Help us come out from that burden of sin that we carry, that load, God, of this world that's so heavy at times. And God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, help us, God, to remove that burden. Help us, God, to realize that there's a great and a mighty God who loves us and cares for us even this morning. And God, I pray, Lord, you touch us now just a little while. God, give us clarity of thought, clarity of speech. God, give us unction, the Holy Ghost of God, Lord, we might help some heart this morning. Lord, I pray that you'd move through these pews. Help us, God, to turn loose of self and grab hold of God like never before. Lord, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, God, to meet our every need. Lord, we know you're able, God, to touch our church family. Help us, God, we pray. We need you right now. We need you to touch us on purpose, God, this morning. And God, we'll bow our heads. God, we'll give you thanks for all that you've already done. Lord, what you even want to do right here today. And we'll ask it all in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help on this thought. When we wake up. I want to preach just a minute on when we wake up. Amen. As we look at this, we see that Jacob, he's went out. And you know the story from the beginning. Jacob was the supplanter. He was always trying to get something. Amen. And so he was trying to reach out. And he got the father's blessing by trickery. He tricked Isaac. And Isaac blessed him. But then Isaac called him back in. He said, because you've got the blessing. He said, there's a special blessing on you. Amen. He said, you're going to have to go out of here. He said, I don't want you to marry those one of these women from Canaan. He said, I want you to go get somebody from the children. And so he went out, and the Bible tells, we start here at verse 10, and Jacob is on his journey. He's going out to get that bride for himself. And as he travels out of Beersheba, and he heads to Haran, where his uncle Laban lives. And so he goes out, and the Bible says he comes. Now watch this. The Bible said he lighted upon a certain place. Now you just see this in your mind's eye as he goes out, and he's been out maybe a day or two, and he gets tired and he gets weary in the journey. Now he may be tired. He probably is tired, but he may be a little anxious. He may even be a little bit frustrated at this point. Amen. He said, why can't I just stay there? Why can't I just stay where I'm at? Why can't I just take a bride of the people of Canaan? But God said, hey, through his father, he told him, he said, that ain't going to work. He said, you need to go out and get you a bride. Praise God, that's in the family of God. Amen. So he steps out and he goes down there. And the Bible said he tarried all night there all night because the sun was set. So it come late of evening. I want just try to paint a picture today where all of us can see it. So Jacob goes out there, the supplanter, and he goes out and it gets late in the evening, maybe the evening of the first day, maybe the second day, and he's wore out and the sun's setting, so he finds him a place. And it looked like a good, pretty good place. So he thought, well, I'll just spend the night here. I want to say, you know what? God has a way of bringing us to a place. Amen. God's got a way, praise God, to put you in the place that he wants you to be, where you can get help. Amen. Where God can overshadow you and comfort you and nurture you and give us what we need. Amen. Ain't you glad God's got a place like that? Amen. And he's got a special way of getting you there. Now the Bible says here that he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down on the place to sleep. Now, I want you to see this. I can see him as he picked him out a nice smooth stone. A stone that looked just right. And he laid down there and used it for his pillow. Amen. We're going somewhere with this after a while. You just hang on. So he laid down there and he used that smooth stone for his pillow. And he laid down and he looked up to the stars of heaven. He yawned real big right in the face of God. And he went to sleep. Amen. I mean, he wasn't even considered. Hey, no thought about God. No thought about why he was there. No thought about the help that God had to give him. Amen. No thought in his mind about how he got to where he was at. Hey, praise the Lord. But the Bible says, and he laid down there, he began to have a dream. Now before this, Jacob had no sense of God. He had no sense of godliness. Amen. He was just a man on a journey. I'm afraid a whole lot of our people are just people on a journey. They don't have no sense of godliness, amen, or God-wordness. They're just traveling a road, praise God, that's dangerous. Amen, it's full of distress. Ain't no telling what he had already come up against. And he was trying to do that his father told him was right. Imagine if you do things the father tells you is not right. Oh, what a road it is. But we see that he had no sense of what was taking place. I heard a story one time about a young fella. And he had a girlfriend. And the young fella had dreamed a dream. And he told his girlfriend, he said, you know what? He said, I had a dream about you. She said, boy, she was intrigued. She said, you did? She said, well, tell me about it. He said, well, in that dream, he said, I dreamed that I proposed to you. And boy, she was excited. And then he says, what do you think that meant? And she was taken aback. He said, I guess it means that you got more sense when you're asleep than you do when you're awake. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say, praise God, Jacob had more sins when he was asleep than when he was awake. God Almighty was speaking to him, praise God, because the God of glory is full of grace and mercy, praise God. And he'll come to us, glory to God, when we don't even know to look for him. Praise the Lord. But Jacob begins to dream this dream. He said he dreamed, behold, a ladder set up in a set upon the earth. Amen. Now you just picture this. I don't know about you. When I was a little kid in Sunday school, my grandmother, I remember years ago, old girl, she read us a story. And you know, used to you had the little Sunday school thing. It had a little story in it. And you answered, and they had little stars you put on there. You remember those? I'm telling how old I am now. Amen. But I remember her telling that story. Boy, I could picture that. I could see old Jacob laying there asleep with his head on that rock. And I could see that ladder. Amen. Hey, glory to God. It was firmly rooted in the ground. Glory to God. And it went all the way up in the glory. Amen. He said that ladder. He said there was a ladder there. Praise God. He said it was rooted in the earth. Amen. Said it set upon the earth. Praise God. And it reached up into heaven. Amen. Glory. And he said at the top of that ladder. Now watch this. He said at the top of that ladder, he said, was the Father. Hey, glory. He said L-O-R-G, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. He said the good God of glory, God of Jehovah, praise God. He was standing, praise God, at the top of the ladder. Amen. Praise the Lord. He began to speak to old Jacob. Amen. Ministering to him. Now you got to remember, Jacob's not thinking about God. But God in his infinite grace, praise God, he's thinking about Jacob. Amen. Ain't you glad that God's thinking about you even when you're not thinking about him? Amen. Hey, we get sidetracked. I know we do. We live in a world that's full of difficulties and hardships and different ways that we got to go. But praise be to God, we need to keep our mind on God. Because we need to remember today that he's got his mind on us. God's always got our best to concern in his. He's concerned about us, praise God, that we could be our best. Amen. For the glory of God. And the Lord says, and behold, the Lord stood above him and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Jacob, and the God of Isaac. And he said, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it to be thy seed. Now watch what he does here. I see he's learning some things. God's giving him an education. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, I'm the God of Abraham, your grandfather. Amen. And he sees him up there and he said, I'm the God of your father Isaac. Amen. But now watch here. And he said, praise God. He said, if you'll let me, he said, I'll be your father too. He said, I'll be your God if you'll let me be your God. Ain't it amazing how God gives us an opportunity to make an informed choice? Amen. He don't push us out. He don't make us do nothing but pray God. He gives us an opportunity to love the Lord God of glory. Amen. Well, I tell you, I don't know about you, but I love him today. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I put all my hope in him. Amen. Without him, I would be hopeless this morning. But praise God, I'm glad the good God of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, loved me enough to die for me. Amen. He goes on and tells, he said, thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. Amen. To all four corners of the earth. He said, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So he tells him here, he said, listen, he said, I'm going to be your father. Amen. I'm going to be your God. He said, I was a God of Abraham, I was a God of Isaac, and he said, I'll be your God too. Amen. I'm glad today that he's my God. Amen. He's the one I look to. He's the one I worship. He's the one I adore. He's the one that helps me. He's the one that guides me. He's the one that leads me. Praise God. He's the one that loves me when I don't even love myself. Have you ever been to a point you don't even love yourself? I mean, you get so disgruntled, so discouraged, praise God, that you can't even love yourself. Amen. Praise God. God even loves you then. Amen. But he said that they... But Abraham, Jacob said there was a ladder here. Now I want you to watch this. The Bible said he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. Amen. And the top of it reached to heaven. Now I want to say, do you know what that ladder was? That ladder was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That ladder was that provision, praise God, that God made. Amen. Hey, praise God, what does it tell us? He said that at the, he looked up and he seen that ladder and he seen heaven. He said not only is was heaven there, but praise God, heaven was actual. Amen. They was actually a heaven, praise God. He had heard about it, but praise God, God let, hey, glory, God let him have a little peek in the glory. Amen. You know, we know heaven's real. God's told us this. And sometimes, brother, praise God, he just lets us have a little peek in the glory. Well, I thank God for the times I've got to peek into glory, ain't you? Thanks for the times I've got to see over into heavenly places. Amen. Praise God. It's actual, but it's also, not only was it actual, but it's also accessible. Amen. Not only is that an actual place called heaven, but praise God, because of that, it's accessible today. We have access to glory. How do you know? Because John told Nathanael that. I mean, Jesus told Nathanael that in the book of John. Amen. Let me just show you that right quick. In John chapter 1, the Bible tells us Jesus is over there and Philip's there. In John chapter 1, let's go back to verse 43. And the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find of Philip and said unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael. Now watch this. And said unto him, we have found him, praise God, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Amen. And Nathan said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Nazareth, and Philip said unto him, come and see. Well, glory to God, I would that we could say, hey, listen, come see Jesus, praise God. Amen. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Amen. And now watch what Philip said. And Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, before any man ever pointed you out, he said, I saw you. Praise God, before any man showed me who you was, he said, I knew you. He said, before anybody told me how you was, he said, I realized, amen, how you was. Praise the Lord. He said, Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Now notice what Jesus says. In verse 50, he said, Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree. Believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. Now watch this. Verse 51, he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending, what? Upon the Son of Man. Hey, glory. He said, hey. He said, let me tell you what I've done. He said, Nathanael, he said, you've seen great and marvelous things. But let me tell you about a ladder to glory. Let me tell you, praise God, about a ladder, praise God, that reaches to heaven and earth and extends that span, praise God, between man and God. Amen. He said, let me tell you about a ladder. He said, praise God. He said, I'm the ladder. He said, I'm the one that Jacob was telling you about. Amen. He said, I'm the one that Jacob seen, praise God, over there. Praise the Lord. When he was laying on the rock. Bless his holy name. He said, hey, listen, said, I am that rock. He said, I am that ladder, praise God, that was reaching from heaven to earth, from earth to heaven, praise God. He said, I'm that ladder, praise the Lord, that the angels would descend and ascend on. Amen. Praise God. Hey, the angels of glory can't get to me and you, praise God, except for the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say today we take it so lightly, the Lord Jesus, what he did for us, how much he loves, how much he cares, what he wants to do for us. But praise God, without him we have nothing. Amen. But because of him, praise God, we have it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. So old Jacob, he's asleep here. Praise God, he's realized, amen, that heaven's actual and it's accessible. Praise God. Hey, man, could you imagine going to sleep, not even having nothing on your mind? Just yawn in the face of God, go to sleep. God looks down, he sees it. Amen. But praise God, when he wakes up. Amen. Praise God. I want to say, if we, glory God, when we wake up. When we wake up, praise God, I want to say there's a great big God of glory, man, that's made us a way, Lord God. He's given us it's actual and it's accessible this morning. Amen. We have a way to get to heaven. Praise the Lord. And it's none other. The Bible said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He said, you may try to climb up another way, but it won't work. Amen. What does he say? He said, I'm the ladder, praise God. If you're going to make it to heaven, you got to climb through me. Amen. You got to trust in me. And the Bible said, Jacob waked out of his sleep. Amen. Don't you know there was a stir in his soul? Glory to God, I believe you. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place. Amen. When you wake up, praise God, you'll recognize the presence of God. Amen. I believe a lot of our people's asleep. Amen. I believe a lot of us are asleep. Amen. Because if we wake up, Lord God, we'll realize the presence of God. We'll realize how real it is. We'll realize how close we can get. You know, he said, if we'll draw nigh to him. James said, he'll draw nigh to us. I mean, he'll come up close, praise God. He'll stick closer than a brother. Amen. When we recognize, when we realize, praise God. When we wake up out of sleep and we see the Lord Jesus. Amen. He said, surely the Lord is in this place. But he's like a whole lot of us, a whole lot of our loved ones. And so I knew it not. Said, the Lord's in this place and we didn't even realize it. Amen. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, he's the one up there, he's doing this. And hey, it ain't me. It's God Almighty that makes this possible. Amen. It's God Almighty speaks our heart. It's God Almighty that directs us and helps us and gives us the counsel and the leadership that we need. Amen. That we could just follow Him for His glory. He's the one that's reaching down with those mighty hands of grace as the potter, praise God. And we're just a pot on a potter's wheel. And praise God, He puts them loving hands on us. Praise God. Through His Word we know He's a molding us and making us in the likeness, praise God, in the image of Himself. Amen. And all those little imperfections, praise God. Hey, we didn't know He's even in the place. But praise God, His hand's upon us, molding us and making us, show us, praise God, where we're wrong and He's right. Amen. You know, He's a great big God. He's always right. Amen. A lot of times I'm wrong. Amen. Hey, but praise God, God's always right. And He's always right on time. Ain't that just amazing how that works? He shows up just about the time that we get in the very depth of depression, just in the point of giving up, praise God, and God will show up right on time. Oh, Jacob, probably anxious, probably tired, anxious, frustrated. Praise God, pilled his head, yawned real big. So I don't know what tomorrow hold. But praise God, God knew who held tomorrow. Amen. And God said, well, you may not, but I do. God began to move, and he said, he waked up out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? I want to realize when we come to a place that we realize that we're just out there in our sin. Amen. When we realize, praise God, that we was just going along without any thought of God. Oh, that ought to, when we come to our senses, that ought to be a dreadful place. That ought to be a place, praise God, that tears out our hearts when we realize the dreadfulness of that place. But listen to what he says. This is none other but the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, this can't be nothing but the house of God. Amen. Praise God. He said, this is the gate of heaven. Amen. He's talking about that ladder. Amen. Glory to God. He said, this is where, praise God, this is where you got to get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't you know he woke up with rejoicing in his soul? I want to say, praise God, if we ever wake up, we'll wake up with rejoicing in our soul. Our pout will be turned into a shout, praise God, for the glory of God. We'll realize that God Almighty's real, amen. And He loves us and He cares for us in spite of ourselves, amen. He does. He cares. He loves us, praise God. He said, this is a dreadful place, but he said, God, praise the Lord, it's God's house, amen. He said, it's a place where we go, and a place that we get in, praise God. See, he had been isolated. He had been sent out from his father's house. Amen. It tells us back here, if you go back to Genesis chapter 28, verse 1, he was sent out from his father's house. He was compelled to leave. Amen. But praise God, he is over asleep on that rock. And he woke up, praise God, he realized, amen, hey, he may have been compelled to leave his father's house, but there was an open invitation, glory be to God, to enter into God's house. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, we may be expelled from the Father's house here, praise God. We may be compelled to leave, but glory be to God, we've got an invitation to the Father's house. Amen. Praise the Lord. He went in and said, Jacob rose up early in the morning. I believe he's, can you just see the picture of this? His soul's excited. I mean, he went to sleep. He went to sleep tired and frustrated and aggravated. But praise God, he got up with joy in his soul. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, you remember when you got saved? You mean when you come to an old-fashioned altar and you bowed on your face and you said, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Amen. Praise God. Holy Ghost, God, deal your heart. And you come out of there shouting, say, thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. He come out of there with excitement. Praise God. Now, watch what he does. You said you believe he was a change. I believe he was a change. Amen. Come out of there, and I believe he looked around. Praise God. I believe he opened his eyes. He looked up that sky. And praise God. I believe, brother Charles, I believe that was the bluest heaven he ever seen in his life. Amen. I believe he opened his eyes. Praise God. It was the most spectacular heaven, praise God, and the most beautiful clouds you ever did see. Amen. I believe he got up, shook off the sleep, and looked around, and I believe there's the greenest trees and the greenest grass, praise God, he had ever seen. Amen. Why? Something that took place down in his soul. I want to say, praise God, when something takes place down in your soul. Amen. It changes your whole outlook. Amen. It changes your attitude and your thinking, praise God. You're not that person that you used to be. You wake up, praise God. When you wake up, praise God. When you wake up, praise God, you see the good God of glory. Amen. Like you see His creation like you've never seen it before. Now, I look around, I marvel at God's creation. Don't you? What splendor, what spectacular things God has made. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, he woke up, stirred in his heart. Amen. It wasn't just a new morning. It was a new man. Amen. He got up that morning, praise God, a revelation from God. He wasn't just a new morning, praise the Lord, that made the difference. It was because he was a new man. Amen. He had come to realization that God loved him. He had made provision for him. He said, praise the Lord. He said, Abraham, your grandfather, and Isaac, your father, praise God. He said, if you want it, I got a gift for you. Amen. Praise. Hey, listen, the good God of glory is saying the same thing to me and you today. He said, I've got a gift for you if you want it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Bible goes on right quickly. He said, and he took the stone that he had put for his pillow and set it up. Now I want you to notice a change here. In verse 11, he said, he took of the stones and he put them. But praise God, this morning when he got up, are you hearing me? Hey, today when he got up, glory be to God, the Bible said he took the stone, praise God, and he said he put it, glory be to God. He said, what are you saying? He said, there's a chief cornerstone in this place. And they praise God. He said, I'm planting that chief cornerstone. Amen. Amen. He said he took the stone, praise God, and he put it in its place, and he anointed it with oil. Amen. Sanctified it, separated, praise God. He said, this is the place where I've seen God. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you know what it'd do to our souls if we could realize in the depths of our heart, praise God, that this is the place that we've seen God. Do you remember the place where you saw God? Hey, glory be God, that ought to be a special place in your heart. Amen. I'll never forget that little church in Oakland, Maryland, praise God, where I knelt and I said, oh God, forgive me a sinner. Amen. Little old fella took the word of God and showed me and praise God. Prayed with me. Amen. Prayed with me again, praise God. Amen. Because God had, he had done revealed himself to me. Praise God. That place is special. Amen. That place is special. He said he set that rock. The rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. That chief cornerstone. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what's wrong with most church folk? We don't have a chief cornerstone. Hey, we're trying to build on shifting sand. Amen. When you try to build on shifting sand, praise God, the foundation will keep moving. But glory be to God if we build on that chief cornerstone. But you know what's wrong with the world today? Most people don't want that. Huh? It affects the way they live. Huh? When you start giving them truth, praise God, people don't want the truth. They want you to tickle their ear. Oh, we'll say we want truth. We'll say we want steadfast. We'll say we want God. But do we? Oh, man, when it comes to where the rubber meets the road. Amen. Praise God, Jacob took this rock. He took the rock, praise God. And he set that thing, glory be to God. And he anointed, he sanctified, he set it aside. He said, this is the house of God. Amen. He said, I'm going to build from right here. Praise God. And God, you say, well, God honored that? He made a difference. Amen. Now, the Bible says in verse 19, he called the name of the place Bethel, which is the house of God. Amen. That's what that means. It does mean. But now notice what it was before. The Bible says, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. That word Luz means a place of separation. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He said that. Hey, he said, Lord God, he said he come to himself, praise God, when he got up that morning, the night before, he had been down there in Luz. He had been down there in that place of separation. But glory be to God, when he woke up, he realized, praise God, he was in the house of God. Amen. Ain't it amazing how God, he separates us when he brings us into the house? Amen. He brings us to a place of separation. Are you hearing me? He brings us to a place of separation when he brings us into the house. Amen. Brother Rex taught this morning over there in Romans. Praise God. He said, when God saves us, praise God, he takes us out of sin. Amen. He separates us to himself. You say, and praise God, you know what? When you get truly born again, you want to. Amen. Your want to change all of a sudden, praise God. That you rebelled against, praise God, becomes that you long to be next to. Amen. He moved him out of that place of separation, praise God. See, he was far off. The Bible says those that's far off said, he'll bring nigh. Amen. So he'll pull those that's far off, he's wanting to bring them up close. And I believe our desire ought to be, praise God, to get closer than we've ever been. Amen. You say, well, did it make a difference? Sure, it made a difference. Now watch what takes place. Notice the assurance. And Jacob, verse 20, vowed a vow saying, if God will be with me. Now he says, if God will be with me. Now he didn't know, he knew that God would be with him. Amen. He could have said, since God's going to be with me. Amen. That's what we ought to say today. Since God's going to be with us, praise God. Since God's going to go to miles that we go. Since God's going to be there every step of the way. He said, if God will be with me, I will keep, will keep me in this way that I go. Now notice what he acknowledges. You can tell the difference when somebody's truly when somebody truly been awakened. When somebody truly wakes up, praise God, unto the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Because they begin to receive knowledge. They begin to long for knowledge. They begin to desire knowledge. They begin to want knowledge. They begin to have a strong urge, praise God, to get to a place where they get knowledge. Amen. He says here, notice the first thing. He said, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way. He said, now, first of all, he knows the presence of God. He said, praise, I want God's presence with me everywhere I go. He said, I'm just going to acknowledge that wherever I am, there he is. What's wrong with America today, praise God, is we think God's somewhere else. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, Brother Andrew, God's right here. Amen. Amen. God is right here. He's in us, praise God. He loves us. He indwells us, praise God. He takes up his abode in us. Amen. We are his, praise God. So he noticed the presence of God. But now notice the provision of God. He said, I will keep thee in this way that I will go, and I will give me and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on. Amen. So not only does he recognize and acknowledge his presence, he recognizes and acknowledges his provision. If you have a need, praise God, today, hey, don't you think that the government or somebody else is going to help you. But praise God, when we have a need, we need to call on God. He has vast resources. Amen. Hey, he owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. Amen. And He owns the hills that they roam on. Amen. That's the God I serve today. Amen. Praise the Lord. His presence is real. His provision is real. But now notice the last, His protection is there. Amen. He said, in this, he said, so that I come again to my Father's house in peace. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, I realize there's a present God, that God Almighty's present with me. Amen. I realize that God is making provision for me. When somebody looks at you and says, well, you know, this ain't gonna work. You ain't gonna be able to get that. I know you need that, but God, you know you're not gonna get that. That's out of bounds. Or to just look at them between Beak and Bill and said, you know what? I believe you're wrong. Amen. I believe my God's bigger than that. Amen. Amen. My God will provide. Amen. My God is present. My God will provide. My God will protect. Amen. He said, well, preacher, there ain't no way you get through this. Amen. Praise God. There's a mighty hand of God that reaches down. Amen. Hey, glory. It's on me, glory to God. He's molding me and making me every day. I'll tell you this, God's hand is a, if you're a child of God, now listen to me and I'm done. If you're a child of God today, God's hand is on you. Amen? You say, you believe that? Hey, if God ever withdraws His hand from you, you're done. Amen? God is the one, He gives you your breath, He gives you life, He helps you to move, praise God. He is your all in all. We just need to wake up and realize, amen, that He is, that He is present, He does provide, He is that protection that we need. Amen. And notice this change it took Jacob, Price, and Jacob, and I'm done. In verse 22, the Bible said, and this stone, praise God, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. Jesus, He said, that's chief cornerstone. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my... He's talking about Himself. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Praise God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying God's hand's still on His rock. Hey, praise, He's still that rock and His still hand's still on His church. He's still on His people. He's still giving help, praise God. He is that chief cornerstone. He is that building block. Praise God. You say, well, did it make a change in old Jacob's life? He said, a pillar, it shall be a house of God. And now listen to what He says. Whenever somebody gets saved, as Brother Bill used to say, if they ain't a change, they ain't a chance. Amen? If something as big as the God of glory, the God of the universe, comes into your heart, and He does. He comes in, kicks off His shoes, praise God. Holy Ghost of God makes His abode in your heart. God lives in you. What's wrong with us? We just don't let God be alive in us. Amen? But when He moves in, He takes up His abode, there's a change takes place. See, old Jacob, the usurper, that old fella, praise God, it was just out to reach and get and pull and to get all he can all he got. He said, but just about self, just about what I want, just about the lust of the flesh, just about the desires that I have. Amen. All about what he could get. And he'd get it any way he could. Amen. Kind of sounds like a world we live in today, doesn't it? But the Bible says that he said, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Amen. Something took place in old Jacob's heart. And he said, Lord, he said, I realize, pray God, whatever you give me, he said, I'm going to give it back. Amen. He said, pray God. He said, they're changing me. Why? Because he woke up. Amen. He woke up. He realized, pray God, from whom his blessings came. Amen. Praise God. He realized those angels was ascended, called the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And he was giving, passing them out blessings on purpose. Giving him gifts from the throne of grace, praise God. And he began to give it back. The change that took place in old Jacob, the same kind of change that take place in me and you when we've truly been born again. Amen. When we've been born again through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So he notice what he did. He noticed God's place. And he noticed God's portion. Praise God. Amen. When we get to realize, praise God, we begin to realize, praise God, what God gives us and the blessing He is in our lives. Amen. What God has given to me and you. Praise the Lord. And we'll notice that. When, preacher? We'll notice it when we wake up. Amen. I believe we've slumbered and slept too long. But praise God, it's time to wake up and realize that Jesus Christ, praise God, amen, He's made a way. He's actual. He's access to the throne of grace. Amen. What about it this morning? Praise the Lord, have you accepted that access that God's made for you? I hope you've woke up this morning. I hope we've helped you to realize He's a great big God of glory that has promises for you. He has help and He has hope that He wants to minister to us today. But we can't just fill our head. We've got to wake up and get upon the rock. Amen. Find us a place, praise God, where we settle. Where we're settled. We need to find our place, praise God, in the house of God. Because He said, praise God, that's the gate of heaven. Amen. Why? Because that's where God feeds us from His bountiful supply. The house of God. He said, what a precious place. Because that's where God feeds us the truth of His Word. That we might be nourished and grow into something so magnificent. That one day, in a little while, God said, I'm going to present it to myself. A chaste virgin without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. What about today? As you stand with me to your feet, as you stand with